What's up, rich friends? Welcome back to another episode of Net Worth and Chill with me, your host, Vivian Tu, aka your rich BFF and your favorite Wall Street girly. It's summer and that time again. And by that time, I mean everybody's leases are up. And maybe you're thinking about sticking it out in your apartment, or maybe you've got your eye on a shiny new place a couple blocks away, or maybe you're planning a cross-country move. But if you're a renter, you're thinking about how much you're spending and what you're getting for it. And I've got good news and bad news. Bad news, it's no surprise that the average American tenant is rent burdened. So what does that mean? That means that the average American renter is now paying more than 30% of their income on housing, as wages have failed to keep up with rent hikes and affordable units are hard to come by. Good news, however, rent prices are falling in nearly every major city, especially major metro areas on the East and West Coast. According to Apartment List, rents in Boston fell 6%, while rents in Las Vegas and Los Angeles dropped by roughly 5%. But whether or not rents in your area have been on the decline, very few of us are happy to throw money into a pit every single month. But what if I told you there was a way to get your rent to pay you? Today, we're going to cover the good, the bad, and the ugly on renting and how to get more out of your money just by paying your rent on time. Everyone, please welcome Encore Jane, the founder and CEO of Built Rewards, the first loyalty program that allows renters to earn points on rent.
Hello, hello, Viv.
Hey, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so happy to see you again. And to start the show off, really fun, Ankur, can you tell us the biggest renting horror story that either you've personally experienced or heard from a friend?
I got to tell you, my fiance might have the scariest. So my fiance is a small town girly from Waco, Texas, which is like, you know, you either know it for HGTV, Chip and Joanna Gaines, or for the cult from the 90s. So when she moved to big town New York, I tell you, I remember she was telling me the story. She got her first apartment and she was a little nervous, but pretty excited to be in New York. And the first night in her studio, she's lying in bed and starts hearing sounds across the room. She stands on her bed and looks down, and there was a horde of mice running across the room. She panicked. You can imagine.
Oh, no.
It was like playing Hot Lava, turned on all the lights, ran off, got a hotel, and didn't go back to that apartment ever. So literally had somebody grab her stuff and found a new apartment the next week. It was not the best start to New York. So she was very happy when the mayor announced they are working on their new rat czar to clean up the city.
Okay, I gotta ask, because I am guilty of this, what would we define as a horde of mice or rats? Like, is it
this is her story.
Like,
this is her storytelling. It was probably one, but when she tells the story, it was a horde. So, you know, yeah. I'm sharing this secondhand. But look, everyone's had these stories. You spend so much money on rent and you end up in those kinds of situations. I mean, what other market? We talk about all the investing advice, all the financial advice. What other market do you spend more money every single year and get less for your dollar every single? It just doesn't make sense. I mean, the concept of paying rent for so long is just broken. So anyways, I'm excited to share with you a little bit of how we're trying to fix that.
Yeah, no, I love that, especially because that story is so, it hits way too close to home. to your point of spending a ton of money on a really horrible, terrible like service or product, I had a girl roommate. We moved into a 2-bedroom in Nolita. We thought we were living that Sex in the City, so cool, New Yorker, like locals only. Had a horrible roach infestation.
No.
The rent was $3,850 a month.
It charged an extra $50 to come with the roaches, though, right?
They were like a third roommate. Yeah, the third roommate. We had to subsidize the third roommate's rent.
Right.
And, you know, we spoke with our landlord, and the solutions they offered up were just certainly so atrocious. They were like, oh, well, we've never heard of this problem before. I'm like, I don't see how that's possible,
because
this is very much an infestation. And two, they were like, oh, well, we can like bug bomb your apartment. And I'm like, those are carcinogenic chemicals that you're using. Where am I supposed to like live for that amount of time?
It's just the whole market historically has been flipped, where landlords historically haven't even thought of the renter as a customer, right? I mean, if you spend $2,000 at Apple, they will treat you like the greatest VIP of all time. You have had a private customer service bar, the genius bar, the staff will come up and answer any questions. You'll spend double that every month on rent, and their answer is, I'll drop carcinogens in your apartment if you have a roach. And so I think think there is a need, and this is an opportunity to flip it, though, because at the end of the day, this is the single biggest expense for all of us, right? And so how do we turn your biggest expense into something that actually helps you, that gives you value, that unlocks the things you want to do in life? And that's really what we're trying to do with Build.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I never even thought about it the way you mentioned with, like, you know, an Apple product. Like, you're literally buying a Chanel bag every single month. And
every month.
Imagine if Chanel was like, "You're stupid, I hate you," and treated you badly. Like, you get champagne and they, like, roll out, you know, the nice little, like, chair for you to sit in when you buy that bag. So before we jump into the backstory, yes, can you explain to our listeners exactly what Built Rewards is? How does it work? Give us the, you know, the 101.
All of us are always trying to figure out the right life hacks. And one of my favorites is points and miles. The fact that I can fly around the world for free just with credit card points and loyalty points is one of the coolest things that I feel like we have. And so we were sitting out, this is 4 years ago, and we said, why is it that if I buy you drinks on my credit card, I get rewards points. I get miles to fly somewhere for free. I pay rent, a Chanel bag every single month, and I get nothing back. I don't get points. It doesn't build my credit history, which is crazy. And if I ever want to buy a home, I've got nothing to show for it from the 10 years of renting. Yep. And so we said, there's got to be a better way. I mean, there has to be a way to flip that model. And so over 4 years, we went out and managed to get all the major real estate owners on board, banks on board, the airlines, the hotels. And last year, we launched Built, which is the first and only program that lets you pay your rent, earn points and miles on all your favorite airlines and hotels automatically, build your credit with every rent payment, and save up your points to actually buy a home one day when you're ready to move into home ownership. So we're really excited about this. I mean, this has been something that I wish I had when I came out of college, but at least I feel like now I can get the last squeeze out of my renting days.
Okay, explain to me exactly how this would be, like, logistically. So say, you know, I rent, I have my apartment. Typically, I am, you know, direct depositing money to my property manager or my landlord, or there's, like, a little portal. You know, typically the issue is that I can't pay with a credit card because they charge me a processing fee. How do I avoid that with Built?
That's right. So we basically said, look, most people that we know probably have an American Express, a Chase Sapphire, something like that, because you want the best rewards on the market. We said, how can you earn the best rewards with a card like that, but also on rent? And so we created the Built MasterCard. And so think of it like an American Express or Chase Sapphire card where you get all the best in class benefits, but also you have no annual fee and you can pay your rent without the 3% transaction fee. And that's the key, is that now for the first time, instead of writing a check every month or sending in an ACH, you can actually use your card to pay your rent and get those rewards automatically without the 3% fee. In fact, even if your landlord only takes a check, like some of these mom and pop landlords still, by the way, no one under the age of 35 should own a checkbook except for having this piece of money. And so, you know, one of my side goals is kill the checkbook. But the way we're going to do this is that when you pay your rent today with the Built MasterCard, even if your landlord only takes checks, you can still pay in the app and we'll send your landlord a check for you so that you get the points and get to pay digitally. I mean, think about how many points that is. If you're spending $3,000, $4,000 a month, that's, you know, that's 36, 48,000 points every single year that you're getting back.
For something you were already doing.
Exactly. And you can use it to now travel the world. I mean, you always wonder how all these people are able to travel the world when you're like, I can barely afford to pay my rent. It's because they're using points and miles, right? And I think that's the key. And so if you unlock more ways to earn points and miles on the big expenses you're already paying, just think about how much that opens up for us, especially going into summer break.
Yep, 100%. I can't wait for the headline that's like, Encore Jane, terrible millennial, kills checkbook.
Just my little contribution, hopefully.
Yeah, I love that. So you talk about travel. What else can these rewards be used on?
So look, think about what do we care about today as a generation? Like, I think travel is always the most exciting experiential opportunity. And so every point you earn with Built is you can transfer into miles into all the major airlines and hotels. So you can go and book trips to Europe. You can book trips to Miami to come visit you. But also, like, look, if you live in a major city, you want to use your points on fitness. So, like, we have the ability to use your points and miles on your favorite SoulCycle class, your favorite solid core class, your Y7 yoga, your Rumble boxing. And I think the most exciting thing that we've put together is actually the ability to help renters get a path to home ownership, right? Because at the end of the day, most of our friends still want to own a home one day, right? You want to rent while we're moving around and changing cities. But at some point, you probably want to buy a home and you're starting a family and moving in. And so we worked with the U.S. government for 18 months to get regulatory approval to do two things. The first, for the first time ever, when you pay your rent on time, we can now use that to help you qualify for a home mortgage. Just think about how exciting that is. Paying your rent on time now builds your credit score and helps you qualify for a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac mortgage. Like that alone.
Is that something that people have to pay extra for? Because I know there are services where you like pay money to like encourage your landlord to report your on-time payments, but this you're telling me like this is free. You're shaking your head.
No, we do that for free. I think that's crazy that people have been charging for this. I mean, this is, if you think about how hard it is, I mean, you talk about this all the time. A good credit score can change everything for you. Better rates, better access, but building your credit's hard. I mean, you could be working at Goldman Sachs and have a thin file credit history because they don't let you get credit without credit. So it's this weird little loop.
I was in fact working at JP Morgan, had a thin credit history. And it was a little bit of a struggle to get the types of credit cards I wanted when I started working on Wall Street.
No, it's like when you apply for an entry-level job that says you need 5 years of experience and you're like, guys, it's the same problem. It's like, you're like, I want to build credit. And they're like, well, in order to get credit, you need to use credit, but you can't use credit unless you have credit. It's this weird loop. So we're finally breaking that cycle and saying, well, you're already paying rent. Why doesn't paying your rent on time build your credit? And so now we do that for free for everyone with Bilt. It actually reports your credit into all three bureaus and helps you qualify for a mortgage. So when you're ready to buy a home, just because you paid your rent on time, it now helps you qualify for that mortgage. And if you saved up your points, you can actually use it to help cover the down payment. So that's something we're really, really excited about.
Awesome. And I know everyone at home is going to want to know this. So I have to ask, how does Bilt make money?
So this is one of those like fascinating business entrepreneur moments. So I used to run Tinder's product and I can tell you like, I don't know why I was the guy.
King of dating, guys.
Yeah, I could barely figure out my own dating life. And here I am trying to, but we built into the largest dating app in the world. And in 2017, we sold it. And I just remember sitting, I was in San Francisco, by the way, like talk about out of touch. Silicon Valley had completely lost touch with the rest of the world. I mean, I was standing on Market Street, the venture capitalist world had just given $200 million to these scooter companies to like, you remember Bird and Lime and these things? And I'm standing there listening to a guy next to me chit chat about NFTs and like virtual Prada bags and all this stuff. And meanwhile, there was a homeless guy butt naked in the middle of the street humping a Bird scooter. And I'm thinking to myself, in all seriousness, you have the worst mental health crisis. You have a challenge with housing. You have an issue with access to healthcare. And you guys are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on like electric scooters. Are you kidding me? And so that was when I moved to New York and said, there's got to be a better way to fix this problem. And as I was thinking about where we spend most of our money, housing, healthcare, student loans, like what can we do to make things better? I was having dinner with a guy who started Starwood Hotels. Do you remember the Starwood? They like SPG rewards.
Yeah.
And so Barry Sternlicht, who started that group, was explaining to me that hotels and airlines make all of their money from loyalty programs. I thought people lose money running loyalty programs, right? But United Airlines, as an example, makes $6 to $7 billion a year from their loyalty program. It's the only reason the airline is still alive. They actually borrowed money against. And so what we realized is all of these programs are really payments businesses. And so as it's no different than like American Express. When you want to earn miles, you essentially are going out and spending at different merchants. And those merchants are charging a fee, they're charged a fee for accepting your cards. That goes into funding your points and miles. And so for us, is the same concept. By helping you earn miles, earn points on rent, on dining, on groceries, and all these other categories, we issue you rewards and the merchants pay us a fee. And so it's really a really cool, unique business where everybody kind of wins. And for the merchant, they're getting a whole bunch of new young customers to come spend at their stores.
That's awesome. I'm literally seeing like the like recycle sign. It's just like, you know, everybody taking care of everybody else. That's awesome.
It's got to be a win-win-win.
Was that moment on Market Street the reason like that made you want to create this company, or was it your fiance's horrible mouse story, or like what is your villain origin story that was like, I'm going to take on the entire rental market?
Well, look, it really, and not to be like corny or anything, but my parents are immigrants to this country. right?
Yeah.
And like your parents and probably many of our friends, they came to the US with nothing. And it was one of these things, like when I hear my dad talk about coming from India with no money and having worked his way through and, you know, with a lot of luck, obviously, but just the opportunity in this country to work hard and pursue what was the American dream at the time, it was one of the most incredible things that I can only somewhat relate to having been born here. But now I look at our friends, I mean, like, this is the type of, before Tinder, I was working on problems in healthcare and clean water and access to energy and things like this. And I'll tell you, one of the things that's been most frustrating for me is as our friends graduate, think about this, right? They take out the student loans, they do everything you're supposed to do, you get a great job. And at the end of the month, after you're done paying your rent and your health insurance, and I'll just go out for dinner a couple times a week, maybe, and all of a sudden you have almost nothing left in your bank account.
Yeah.
And so how in the world are we supposed to ever get ahead the way that our parents were able to come to this country from nothing and get ahead?
Yeah.
Right? If you can't even get beyond the basic cost of living. And so, yeah, in some ways that San Francisco moment mattered, but it's been a longstanding frustration of mine that if you're spending all this money on cost of living, why is it not doing anything to help us get ahead?
Right.
And so that's kind of where this idea came up with, is let's take rent, your biggest expense, and turn it into something that actually gets you ahead, builds your credit, gets you closer to home ownership, and even funds all the travel you want to do so you can actually live a fun life while you're working towards that.
Yeah. And I've got to imagine building this certainly wasn't easy. You know, there's a lot of folks trying to work against you. Like, what were some of the biggest roadblocks that you encountered while you were trying to build this out?
Yeah, I'll tell you, a lot of the folks listening are probably entrepreneurs too, right? Are thinking about starting a company. And I'll start with saying it's the simplest ideas. On one hand, they're the best ideas because consumers can get it, but they're always the hardest to pull off, right? And so it's rare that having an idea is, I mean, tens of thousands of people have thought about points on rent before. It wasn't some completely revolutionary idea, but getting the ecosystem to come together was just incredibly hard. And not because people are against it, but because change in old industries is really hard. I mean, there's a reason people still use checkbooks in 2023 to pay their rent. Think about that, right? It's just getting change done in these old industries is tough. And so it took us almost 4 years to go out and get real estate owners, banks, payment networks, airlines and hotels, everyone to play ball. And it was crazy. I think I told you this story over coffee.
Yeah.
Literally in the middle of going through all this, a year and a half into building this company, I got a call from our lawyers and they were like, "Hey, we have some bad news." I go, last thing I want to hear from my lawyer is, "Oh, we have bad news." I go, "We were talking to our specialists and we're not actually sure that your whole idea of giving people a path to home ownership from rent is actually legal." I go, "Sorry, what?" "What do you mean you're not sure if it's legal? You've been my lawyer. Like, what are you talking about?" They go, "Well, right now, the way that you report rent payments to the credit reports aren't actually being used by Fannie and Freddie to underwrite a mortgage. And rewards points aren't listed as an eligible source of funds for a down payment." Like, think about crazy. When in 2008, after the housing crisis, they rewrote the laws and said, instead of "here's what you're not allowed to use for a down payment," they said, "here's what you can use."
Yeah.
And the 65-year-olds writing that legislation never thought that maybe rewards points or credit card points should be allowed for a down payment. And so we were just like, I remember sitting in the room, we were like, "Crap, what do we do? Do we pivot the business? Do we get rid of home ownership?" And we were like, "Screw it, let's go fight it." So we spent 18 months between Washington, D.C., just in front of Congress, pitching the Department of Housing, getting the Treasury Department, pitching Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA. And in October 2019,
you remember the exact day like it's an anniversary.
It was even worse when they first called me after 18 months thinking it was finally done. They called me to decline our request. I was like, "We are trying to help young people get a path to home ownership. What do you mean you're declining the request?"
Wait, so that was the decline anniversary, not even the yes anniversary.
Well, this is the crazy story. I was in Chicago about to pitch one of the biggest real estate owners, thinking this was a done deal, thinking I was about to go pitch the next morning to say, "Hey, we got approval to help your renters build a path to home ownership. We got to get you on board." That night, it was like 7 p.m. I was sitting in the hotel room and I got this email and I was so excited that the email had come through.
Oh.
And it was just an attachment because the government doesn't send you emails. They scan printed letters and send it to you by email. And the email was like, sorry, at this time, we cannot approve your request to get a regulatory exception. And I panicked. And so we just started calling, and I got a call back at like 9 p.m. and it was from a 202 number. So, Mr. Jain, our agency is booked for the next 3 months, but we had a cancellation tomorrow morning if you could come by the office and discuss. So literally, I was like, yeah, of course, of course. And I got
right there.
I literally took a 6 a.m. flight to D.C., made it into the offices, and just sat with this group. And this group did not want anything to do with me. They were like, we worked under President Bush Sr., President Clinton, President. We've heard it all. Like, what is it that you think we're doing wrong? I said, it's not that you're doing anything wrong. I just think there's a misunderstanding. Why is it that young people are allowed to get a gift from their parents if they're lucky enough to have rich parents?
Right.
That counts as a down payment. But if I earn rewards and points, I can use that to book travel, to go anywhere else, but I can't use it towards a down payment to buy a home. Like, that's crazy. And to their credit, one of them goes, God, it makes total sense. She goes, my husband was a big credit card points guy. If this had existed, my son could have been a first-time homeowner in our family. And they all started talking. They said, let us get back to you. We're going to go back and talk to the lawyers and the regulators. And so anyways, a week or so later, we got the approval. We got the same email back saying, after further consideration, your request is approved. And in November 2019, we changed the rules so that people can actually buy a home using credit card points and rewards points to a down payment.
That's sick. Oh, man.
I mean, it just shows them, right? Like, it's always the simplest things that are the hardest, right? And
yeah.
And if you can just figure out how to be persistent and relentless enough to chase it, you can figure it out. But you've also got to make sure it's just a win-win-win for everybody. In this case, it was a no-brainer. And once they understood, it's an easy win for the government to help young people with a path to homeownership. It's a way for rental property owners to help their renters build a path to homeownership and for consumers to finally get something back on your biggest expense every month.
Amazing. Wow. It's so cool that you had just like an advocate in the room because this lady's husband was a credit card points guy.
Yeah. And look, it's like, it's just that sometimes I think it's a little bit of a, like many of the things you talk about, it's a little bit of a generational thing. Like for us, we've grown up on credit card points, rewards points, et cetera. For a lot of these regulators, it's a little bit of a foreign concept unless you're lucky enough to find that one person. And if they do understand it, all of a sudden it makes total sense, right?
Right.
And so you just have to ask, well, why? Right. And the second you start asking that, all of a sudden the status quo assumptions disappear. I mean, it's kind of like, did I tell you about the security deposit business we launched?
No, I want to hear about it.
We same exact concept. We were trying to figure out rent and how to make housing more affordable. And when you moved into New York, how much did you pay in a security deposit?
Oh, so I had to do first, last, and security deposit. So it was basically like 3 months of rent.
Which, and then by the way, your old apartment probably still had your old security deposit.
Yeah.
So you're talking like 4 months of rent, which by the way, the average American can barely withstand a $1,400 emergency expense, much less on a $3,000 rent, $12,000 of just cash that you have to have sitting just to move into an apartment. I mean, crazy. So I was in the process. I was actually renting a car and I was like, wait a second. When I rent a car, they don't ask me to put down $10,000 in case I get into an accident.
Right.
Like, crazy. You pay $5 a day for insurance. And so we had created a company called Rhino. And this is 2018, where instead of paying a cash security deposit, you can pay $5 a month and we'll give you an insurance plan for your landlord that protects them for the security deposit and lets you keep your cash. So we launched that. We've given back $2 billion in security deposits back to renters. There's still $45 billion of cash locked up in security deposits that we can give back to young renters across the country. So like, there's just so many inefficiencies that we can fix with just little life hacks.
That's crazy because if you think about that sheer quantity of money and what you could be doing with it, like the opportunity cost of having that money locked up, like these are young people who can't take that money and pay off credit card bills that have really, you know, potentially high interest rates, or they don't have that money to invest, or they don't have that money for an emergency fund. And it's like, if you're able to get that money back, that could be truly life-changing and put you in a place of much more security than before.
100%. I mean, think about it. During COVID, the government gave out a $1,400 stimulus check that completely changed people's ability to pay bills, changed their ability to get back out of debt. The average security deposit, the average 1 month of rent is almost $3,000. Like, that's like a $3,000 check back to every American renter overnight, right? And so there's just so much that we can do in these little inefficiencies. And I think that's what's exciting about our generation coming up now, is that we can start to break down some of these old models and rethink, well, how do we get ahead? Because we're not going to sit back and just complain. We got to fix it.
Yeah, I love that. We're the doer generation, not the talker generation. Of doing yourself, I got to know, where do you personally stand on this renting, owning debate? Do you rent? Do you own? What's the plan?
Yeah. Look, I love renting. You get flexibility and like you're moving around. I think there's probably a point where I think about owning as making more sense. Like at some point we're ready to, you know, when Erica and I are ready to start a family and you want to have a little more stability and maybe like a school district for kids and stuff. Like I can see that making sense. But like right now, I really love having a doorman. I love having, you know, my packages get delivered. I really like not having to worry about maintenance and all the other stuff. I mean, I don't know. I think there's different times in your life. And look, you probably can't afford the place you want to buy when you're 23.
Right.
And so I'd rather rent when I'm out of college than buy a place that I don't like. Right.
Right.
And there's flexibility. You don't know where your career is going to take you. You want to move around. Like you just moved between New York and Miami and, you know, the flexibility is massive. So I don't know. I don't think everyone needs to be a homeowner, but I think there's probably certain life moments, like starting a family, where if you're going to be somewhere for more than 5 years, it just makes more sense to buy.
Totally. So I think that's very smart and reasonable advice. You know, we see a lot of these older generation financial gurus who are like, if you're renting, you're throwing money away, you suck. And I'm like, wow, this is very aggressive for, you know, a lot of people who like are renting. And I was a renter for a very long time. So totally.
I think it's a lot of value. Look, there's so much condescending financial. This is why I love your show. It's like every one of these, like CNBC will give you the most condescending advice. Like, look at how this 27-year-old lived on a $700 a month budget. And I'm like, in what world are people living on a $700 a month budget in New York City where a round of cocktails cost $60, right? It's crazy how expensive things have gotten. And so the only way to survive is you got a life hack.
Yeah, exactly. Have you actually seen the graphic that I can't remember who posted it, but somebody posted this graphic and it was like how I spend my income every month. And they gave away like $350 a month to their church or charity. And I'm like, what?
Where are they making this money? It makes no sense to me. Also, do they just never leave their home? Like, I think this is really important, right? And this is why, again, I love the stuff you talk about. Like, you've got to figure out, you can't just say, well, sorry, you have to struggle and you don't get to have fun and you can't travel and you can't go out with your friends because life's too expensive. Like, that's crap. And we've got to figure out a way to do the things you're already doing and make it work for you. So I love Points and Miles. It lets you do things for free because of things you're already spending on, right? So it puts your money to work, or the investing advice you talk about, or the tax saving advice. I mean, every one of those hacks frees up a little bit more to do some of the fun stuff.
Yeah. And let me tell you, there's nothing better than being 30,000 feet up in the air, having champagne and being like, this cost me $53 in the tax and, you know, like transition charges or whatever.
Have you been on the Emirates first class experience ever?
Don't even get me started. I've flown Emirates Business. There were no first class availability for the trip that I wanted to take, but we did this for our trip to Italy. And that was the trip I ended up getting engaged on, but it was really nice, you know.
Exciting.
Where, yeah, it was fun. Like, it was, I felt like overstuffed because you go to the airport, right? And they have this lounge. You go to the lounge, you eat an entire meal, you drink your drinks, and then they're like, oh, it's time to board. And you board directly from the lounge, you get into your amazing seat, and then you sit down. And the first thing they do, they're like, you hungry? Yeah. I'm like, no, not really.
And then you land in Rome, and the first thing you do is pizza.
Yeah. You're like, okay, well, I guess.
Like, that's the cool thing. That seat is like a $10,000 seat that you could never afford, but you can get it for free now by just paying your rent and using miles. And like, that's the kind of cool life hack that I feel like our generation can really take advantage of. And just, it's fun. It's exciting to win. in and beat the system a little bit. That's just the truth. And beating rent has probably been one of the most fulfilling things that I've gotten to do. So it's been fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. It's definitely your biggest expense. So it makes sense to really focus on too. And quick pivot, you know, you talk about having worked in the healthcare and advocacy space and then working at Tinder, and now you're the CEO of Built. You're a serial entrepreneur. Do you think you'd ever step down as the CEO of Built to build something else?
So for me, some people love that. For me, you spend your whole life as an entrepreneur trying to get that one business that can be like a generational type company.
Yeah.
I think we can do that with Built. And so If I could spend the next 20 years building and growing this, I mean, the amount of cool things we can do, like just so like we said, you start by giving people back on rent, but you know, people spend a lot of money on dining. If you live in a city, right? Miami, New York, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I remember a couple months ago, we were like, well, now we're rewarding people on rent. What can we do for dining and eventually like groceries and rideshare? And so we went out and we partnered with all of our favorite restaurants, right? It's the Carbones, the Lilias, the Teresi's, but also like Mamas, the Obucos, you know, everything across the spectrum. And we basically got it. So anybody, by the way, can create a free Built account, add your credit cards, your debit cards, your Amex, Visa, MasterCard. And whenever you go dine at any of these restaurants, you automatically get 5X miles on all your favorite places. Just automatically. So like little life, if we can build this brand into something that helps people hack all their everyday expenses and let the Duke do whatever they want from it, like that's the kind of thing I would love to run 10, 20 plus years. It's just, I don't really want to start from scratch again.
You're like, I've worked too hard.
It's like, you have to get the right idea, the right product, and you got to be so lucky that, you know, I've been doing this for over a decade and, you know, we launched it a year ago. It's $1.5 billion business today. I think we're just starting. But I don't know, my dad told me once, he goes, you know, if you want to build a $1 billion business, you got to solve a $10 billion problem.
Oh.
What I love about the rent space, it's a $500 billion a year problem just in the U.S. So I get excited about it.
That's really, really good advice from dad. We love that. That's very smart.
Asian parents know some, you know, they have some, sometimes I'll listen.
So on that, what's really next for Built? What's the big next frontier? You talk about dining and groceries and rideshare. What's the big plan?
That's the key. I want to map out all the big expenses that people have today and say, how do we turn those into rewards for you to get ahead? So we have rent as our lead. Anybody can now earn points on rent just by paying rent, bill their credit. Then we launched rideshare. So anybody who rents can now on Lyft earn up to 5X extra points on Lyft. Just think about how fast this adds up, by the way. Like 5,000 to 7,000 points you can fly from New York to Miami. So that's like a, you know, one month spending $1,000 on dining, you're already at a trip to Miami. Like it's a huge, huge opportunity there. Dining, as I mentioned, I wanted to do with groceries. I would love to do something on student loans. Could you imagine getting something back on student loans? I just think
Wait, guys, we have to run the tape back on that. This man just said he wants you to get something back for paying your student loans. I feel every single person just Googled you. I want to let you know.
It's crazy. Like rent, student loans. Like, what do you, like, why can't this do something? I don't believe in this world that you just got to like struggle all of your 20s and all of your 30s. And then by the time you're 40, you get to have fun. Like, there's got to be a way to work hard in your 20s and have fun. And I think that's what we want to do, right? Pay your student loans on time, pay your rent on time, pay your groceries, and go have fun. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I love to end and wrap on a relatively happy note. If you could rent an apartment, home, villa, whatever, somewhere for 1 year, ooh, where would it be and why?
For a whole, interesting. I like this question. So my fiance Erica and I love to do just crazy, but we're actually getting married in Egypt next year. We're going to get married at the pyramids, which I'm really excited about.
Amazing.
So we love adventures like this. I think probably one of our favorite places though, if we were going to go and rent somewhere, I can't remember if you got engaged here or not, but it's right on Lake Como by... Mm-hmm. There's an area by the Il Serena Hotel. It's the most beautiful place I've ever seen in the world. I would definitely be down to rent there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much this is going to cost. It's probably only like villas and stuff, but
yeah.
I would love to spend a year on Lake Como.
Yeah.
You know. I'd love to get you back to New York City.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
No, we can all go to Lake Como. We can wave at each other and then wave at the Cloonies.
Yeah,
and
that's
then...
right. We'll stop by. He can host the Wednesday night dinner. We'll host Thursday night. Right. We can host Friday night.
Exactly. Exactly. It'll be just be a three house rotation. Amazing. Yep. And please let everyone who is listening, let us know where they can find you, where they can find Built.
So you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Encore Jane. Built is at Built Rewards. But if you go to builtrewards.com, anybody can sign up. You can start earning points on rent. And one other thing, which is kind of fun. First, like everything, again, how do you take things that suck and make it fun, right? And so first of the month historically has sucked paying your rent. We're trying to make it a little more fun with a thing called Rent Day. And so if you haven't checked it out, every month on the first, we drop a bunch of new benefits. Think of like a sneaker drop or a fashion drop. But you know, last month we dropped, every one of our renters got free Hyatt status. So when they travel, they get upgraded to suites and free breakfast for spring break. A couple months ago, we did a partnership where you got on Rent Day, you could book any flight to Hawaii for 50% off. We had our members book over 19 million points to Hawaii on one day. It was the coolest thing ever from all over the country. We've got a big drop coming to get everyone to Europe for this summer happening on May 1st. So there's a lot of cool things happening to make just, again, life a little more fun for doing the things you already do.
Amazing. 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 And guys, that is spelled B-I-L-T rewards.com. B-I-L-T. Know you.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
Of course. Encore, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Net Worth and Chill. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a rating and a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Got a financial question you want answered in the future? You can leave me a voicemail or text me at 908-858-3410. Make sure to follow me at YourRichBFF across social media for even more relatable financial content. Special thanks to my team at Audioboom, as well as Range Media and WME. See you next week. Bye!